Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Gildan Media presents The Looting Machine, Warlords, Oligarchs, Corporations, Smugglers, and the Theft of Africa's Wealth. Written by Tom Burgess. Narrated by Grover Gardner. Dedication. For my mother and father, and their kitchen table. Author's note. In late 2010, I started to feel sick. At first, I put the constant nausea down to a bout of malaria and a stomach bug I'd picked up during a trip a few months earlier to cover an election in Guinea. But the sickness persisted. I went back to the UK for what was meant to be a week's break before wrapping up in Lagos, the Nigerian megacity where I was based as the Financial Times West Africa correspondent. A doctor put a camera down my throat and found nothing. I stopped sleeping. I jumped at noises and found myself bursting into tears. At the end of the week, I was walking to a shop to buy a newspaper for the train ride to the airport when my legs gave way. I postponed my flight and went to another doctor, who sent me to a psychiatrist. In the psychiatrist's office, I started to explain that I was exhausted and bewildered, and I was soon sobbing uncontrollably. The psychiatrist told me I had severe depression, that I should be admitted to a psychiatric ward immediately. There I was put on diazepam, a drug for anxiety, and antidepressants. After a few days in the hospital, it became apparent that there was something else tormenting me in tandem with depression. 18 months earlier, I had traveled from Lagos to Jos, a city on the fault line between Nigeria's predominantly Muslim north and largely Christian south, to cover an outbreak of communal violence. I arrived in a village on the outskirts not long after a mob had set fire to houses and their occupants, among them children and a baby. I took photographs, counted bodies, and filed my story. After a few days trying to understand the causes of the slaughter, I set off for the next assignment. Over the months that followed, when images of the corpses flashed before my mind's eye, I would instinctively force them out, unable to look at them. The ghosts of Jos appeared at the end of my hospital bed. The women who had been stuffed down a well, the old man with the broken neck, the baby.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?